Continuing in Siman Kuf Tzadihei, and today we're going to discuss some of the halachos that maybe are lesser known, or shall we say lesser observed halachos in Siman Kuf Tzadihei. And we have to figure out why these are lesser observed halachos. Is this like a mistake that people make, or is there something to this? And specifically what I'm referring to is Si'ifim Ches and Tes in Siman Kuf Tzadihei. So just take a quick look at what they actually say. Sif Ches, says Shulchan Aruch, that you should always have, a woman should always set aside special clothing that she only wears when she's in Nida, so that Shnehem, both she and her husband, will always remember that when she's in Nida. So apparently she's supposed to have a Nida outfit, or a set of Nida outfits, for the period of time that she's in Nida. It doesn't sound like it has to be anything that, that like a scarlet letter or anything that has to announce to the world that she's in Nida, but just be, it should be a code between her and her husband that when she wears her, whatever, her blue outfits, it's that she's in Nida. When she wears other colors, it's, that she's not in Nida. And that way the husband will, she and her husband will have this silent communication about her being in Nida, a silent reminder about her being in Nida. Anyone know anyone who's machmir about that? No. So that's a problem, right? Why is no one? It's a halacha mufresh, it's a shulchan aruch. So why do we not know anybody who's machmir about that? Sif test, bekoshi hitiru lo liskashet b'yimei nidosa el g'day shel tiskan el baila. You know, it was with trepidation, or with that's not the right word, but it was difficult for us to allow her to get dressed up and to make herself look nice when she's in Nida, but we have no choice. Kedisha Tiskan al Baila, we have to let a woman wear makeup and perfume when she's in Nida. Otherwise, she would be, maybe not perfume, but at least makeup. When she, Kedisha Tiskan al Baila, says she shouldn't be disgusting to her husband. So is that the way the Shulchan Aruch talks? Because she itirala, Shulchan Aruch should tell me, mutter or aser? So mutter lo liskashet, Kedisha Tiskan al Baila, because she? So we have to understand both of these halachos, and that's what's on the agenda for today, to understand si'ifim ches and tes. So first we'll start with big day needles. We'll start with siv ches. So again, a halacha black on white in Shulchan Aruch, but it seems that nobody observes it. And that is wearing special clothing while she's in Nida. So the Gemara talks about huchzika Nida b'shchein useha, that sometimes you have a situation where a woman is muchzik to be in Nida. And we're going to learn about this when we discuss the siman about nosin amasal dvareha, that if a woman is huchzika Nida b'shchein useha, everyone knows that she's in Nida, and then because she was wearing special big day needles that the whole world knows about, and then she tells her husband afterwards, oh no, I'm not really tameh. So we're going to have a whole discussion in halacha whether she's nemenis. What do you mean you're not really tameh? Why were you wearing the begadim that said Nida across the front? Meaning, if you weren't tameh, why were you wearing big day nidus? So sometimes she might have a good reason. She might say, well, there was this guy that was starting up with me, and I figured it would just make him go away if I would wear big day nidus, or any other valid excuse that she might have. But the Gemara has that concept not between her and her husband, but huksko nidim shchein useha, and in each place that such a concept comes up, both in Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis and in Kiddush and Daf Pei, Rashi comments shchein useha shera'uha loveshes big day needles, that her neighbors saw her wearing big day needles. So that's where you have in Shas, you have this concept of wearing big day needles, because how else would she be huksko nidim shchein useha if not for the fact that she's wearing big day needles? So Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches over here quotes this idea of big day needles, but not the same way. The Shulchan Aruch is not quoting this as something that's that she signals to the world. It's only something that she signals to her husband that the whole rest of the world does not know about. So where does that come from? In Sidrei Tara, in Sif Katon Tezayin over here, he asks why the Shulchan Aruch says that the clothing is meant as a heker between the husband and the wife. She shnehem zokrim tamichi nida, considering that the Gemara Ksubas Daf Samachay tells us that if a woman has old clothing that her husband had provided for her, she can keep them to wear during the Yemei Nidus, so that when your Yemei Nidus are over, she'll be able to wear fresh clothing, velo tiskana al baila. So that's the real reason that's quoted. So why? I mean, there's a Gemara There's a Gemara that says that women would wear big day needles. Which clothing would they choose to wear as big day needles? The clothing that's not the newest style, it's not the freshest clothing, it's not the nicest clothing. And then when her needles is over, she'll switch to nicer clothing, to better clothing. And that will be Shelot Tiskan Al Baila. So the Tor, apparently, which Shulchan Aruch is quoting over here, made up his own reason for Big Day Needles. He made up his own reason. So Shneim, that they'll both know, Shneim, Zochrim, Tamid. So why did the Tor make up his own reason? You have a Gemara Mufreshes that talks about why women would wear Big Day Needles. So Sivrei Tara suggests that since Bekoshi Hitirulis Kashet, the Rambam and the Tor realized that how she dresses can make an impact on the husband. So they suggested a subtle reminder, meaning Bekoshi Yitiru Liskashet is the idea that we have the recognition that the way a woman dresses has an impact on the way the husband relates to the wife, and because of that, that tipped off the Rambam and the Torah to say that, you know what, there should be some subtle reminder within the way she dresses. It's got to be one of the Harchakos, meaning that we should add into the Harchakos something about the way she dresses, because we see from the Gemaras, you see that there's this impact that clothing has. In Lechem V'Simle, he points out that the Nafkamina, whether the reason for the special begadim is Shalot Tiskana, or the special begadim is for a heker, that they should both realize, would be if she's Tamei Mishum Kesem. How's that in Nafkamina? If she's Tamei Mishum Kesem. So the Lechem V'Simle suggests that the concern of Shalot Tiskana is that if the husband thinks about like a flow of dam coming from her, then there's a chashash of tiskana, that she's that he's going to be grossed out by that. He's going to be thinking like, oh, there's so much coming out of her body, or such gross. But if it was just a little bit of a kesem, so you don't have a concern of low tiskana. But a heker you still need, because she's still tvei. At the end of the day, they're not allowed to be with each other. So if you still have to treat her like a full nida, right? When we distinguish between a re'ia and the kesem, as we pointed out, I think many times probably, that the halachos are exactly the same, whether a woman is tamei mishum kesem or tamei mishum riyas nida. The only difference is, how quick are we to declare that she is a nida? Do you have the four kulas of ksamen? So that's the only question. But once you get past that and you don't have any of the four kulas of ksamen, and you say that she's tamei, all the same rules are going to apply, all the same archakos are going to apply. So Lechem V'Simle suggests that might be a nafkamina between the two possible reasons as to why she wears big day needles. Yeah, Josh.
Lechem V'Simle is assuming that Rosiskana is from the flow of needles and not the fact that she's not wearing big.
Right.
But according to the way Rebbe is coming, it's not enough.
Right. Right. Lechem V'Simle is bichidish. Right? He's suggesting that the Tiskana is because of the flow. Yeah, exactly. Now, the saving factor for us, and the fact that we don't seem to have big day needles, right? Whoever of you have taken chassan classes probably did not learn about wearing big day needles, is that Chacham Sadam doesn't bring this halacha. And to many, the Chacham Sadam is really the posek achron for Klal Yisrael, and Chacham Sadam doesn't bring this halacha. So Badei HaShulchan wonders why not. He's not sure, why would the Chacham Sadam leave out halacha? It's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. So take a look at the Torah HaShlamim over here. You know, Usyud. Zochrim Tamid Shei Nida. So says the Torah HaShlamim. It's a little bit of a long Torah HaShlamim, but it's kedai to read. V'cheinu Lashon HaTur. Right? That the Mechaber is just quoting the Lashon HaTur. V'lo yadati me'ayin yatzalem tam zeh. He says, I don't know where they got this idea from, that the husband and wife always have to be aware that she's a nida. Hello, atam furish lodi b'shas sof perik afal pi k'subastav samachay k'day shal tzkan el baylo upir shashi b'imei ta'ara im lo veshes begadim shalash b'imei nidasa. Now, what does it mean tzkan el baylo? That if she wears the same clothing she was wearing when she was a nida, now she's going to wear when she's tahora. So every time the husband sees her when she's tahora, he's going to be thinking about when she became a nida. And he's going to be thinking about when she was a nida, and that itself is going to be Tiskan al Baila. Utsmiya Gadoli al Kol Achronim Shalom Gishu Basel Ator. How did the earlier Achronim, Torah Shalom says, I understand. How could I be the first one to notice this? That the Torah made up his own reason that no one else said before him. Vishkama Nafkusos Ladina Ben Shnei Ataimim. There are many Nafkaminas La Halacha. Whether the concern is shelo tiskan al bailo, or whether the concern is that they should be zochrim tamid. And also, what's the idea of zechira? We just stop, throw it in someone's mind that your wife is a nida? Every harchaka is supposed to be something that creates a certain amount of distance in the intimacy of the relationship. But just stop to remember, that's not how harchakos work. Harchakos make it that you should be a little less chummy, a little less comfortable, a little less, romantic with each other. What does this have to do with romantic? What does this have to do with anything that our chakos are about? He says, now, according to both reasons, whatever begadim she wants to use could be the most beautiful designer clothing that she owns. The Avakav the Kamashab Shas Mutter Moser Belaos. Even though the Gemara gives the example of using worn out clothing that she doesn't otherwise use, that's just telling us that the husband does not have an obligation to buy her an entirely separate wardrobe for Yemei Nidasa, because she's allowed to just use her old clothing from the previous year, from the previous season. So he says, I'll tell you, this idea of begadim yuchadim is not about less nice clothing. It's just about different clothing, and that's all it needs to be. So the Torah Shalom is not sure why the Shulchan Aruch came up with this concern that they have to always remember that she's a nida. And the point I wanted to get at the Torah Shalom is he seems to make a point about what harchakos are and aren't about in this context. Right? Meaning he says, this is not what harchakos are about. Harchakos are not about just remembering that she's a nida. Harchakos are about creating a sense of distance. So I don't understand how this even makes sense. So he really has two kashas. Kasha number one is, why on earth would the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch make up their own reason when you already have Gemaras? Kasha number two is, if you're going to make up your own reason, at least have the reason make sense. This reason doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with any sort of intimate connection. So Rav Asner suggests, it's an added chumrah. But it could be that maybe our chakos aren't about intimate connections, per se. Meaning, we've discussed in one of the introductory shirim to Kof Tzadi Hei that our chakos, a lot of our chakos are not really such intimate things. They're not really things, not everything is our chakos panaviyot of raglav, right? There are elements of our chakos that do not create any sense of intimate connection. Meaning, there are things that you are allowed to do with an Eishes Ish, that you're not allowed to do with Ishto Nida. So if there was intimacy in handing something to somebody, you wouldn't be allowed to do it with an Eishes Ish. You would not be allowed to hand something to an Eishes Ish. Elamai, handing something to somebody, is not intimate. It's just a very, very common thing that you do all the time. And that has value also, that the idea that she will be a Nida will always be on your mind so that you won't forget and ultimately slip up. So l'chora, it fits very nicely with harchakos, if you understand harchakos in that way, of creating a system of subtle reminders that she is a nida. And here you have a very clear but subtle. It's subtle because it's not the begadim don't shout nida, but the husband and the wife both know that this is what she is knowing to wear when she is a nida. So it's subtle in that way, but it's there. It's always there to be noticed. In Shir Shevet Alevi, Rav Asen points out that none of the Hilchos Nida Sfarim quote this halacha. Meaning they all follow the Derech of the Chachmas Adam, so all the Kitzur Hilchos Nida Sfarim sort of leave out this halacha. And he concludes, Ulamaisa Tzarech Ktsas Shinui, that you should do something different in the way she dresses when she's a nida. Amnam efshar de'ein tzarech begadim yuchadim legamri, ela afilu lo veshos osam gambi yimei taharasa, avul kedai linok shiu begadim yuchadim limei tumasa, avul ein tzarech begadim pchusim. So he goes back and forth a little bit, and he says there should be something. Meaning, how do you erase a din from Shulchan Aruch? That's what the Rav Asner says. It should be something. Doesn't have to be less nice, but something. Some part of her outfit. So Badei Shulchan points out, also, he says, L'chora there should be. And he says, even a single garment, and it could even be a nice garment, and that's fine. It's obvious, though, L'chora, that the garment has to be something that's visible on the outside. Meaning, it can't be that she wears something under her outer layer of clothing that just like is a reminder for her that she's a Nida. It has to be something that's visible to the husband as well. That's clear. That's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch. Both Rav Asner and Rav Vadia say that we should. Rav Vadia and Taras Abaye say that we should observe this halacha about the Shulchan as well. However, the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav is mashma that he does not think you need to observe this halacha, because he talks about bigdei nidus and he says, bigdei nidus, begadim miyuchadim mishum lichluch in kuf pehei. He goes back, he says, the begadim that are miyuchad for lichluch, meaning, what does that mean? A woman's in nida, she's bleeding, so she needs certain begadim that are going to get messy, that are going to get dirty. And that's and he makes no mention of begadim miyuchadim based on this halacha. So it seems, Chachmas Adam and the Alter Rebbe both assume that that this halacha, for whatever reason, does not apply. The question is, why not? It is in Shulchan Aruch. So granted, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch made it. They didn't make up the halacha. They made up a reason for the halacha. They made up their own reason for the halacha. But the halacha always existed. So Rabbi Forst quotes a Cheskas Tahara in Oslam and Hay, Kuf Tzadhi Oslam and Hay, who says that possibly the reason people don't keep the halacha is that nowadays women wear such a wide assortment of clothing and combinations of outfits that it's unlikely that it would ever be noticeable. Meaning that changing one garment is going to be noticeable. Meaning every day she's always changing something. There's always something different. There's always something new. It's always something that... meaning it could be that this halacha of wearing special begadim for when she's in nida was when a woman had two outfits. So if she had two outfits, or three outfits, if it's a Shabbos outfit, the weekday outfit, maybe four. Maybe you needed a Shabbos Nida outfit, a Shabbos, so she needed a weekday Nida outfit and a weekday Tahara outfit, and that was it. But nowadays there are so many different combinations of sweaters and shells and skirts and dresses and this and that. So they have all these different things. So could be, Rabbi Ford says, that's why this halacha somehow fell out of practice. Yeah, it could be, but it happens to be that there are a lot of women that do have special, nightwear for when they're nida, because they just try to cover up more. Meaning, there are women that maybe won't cover up so much when she's not a nida, but when she is a nida, she'll try to cover up. So, lemais in the end of the day, and when she goes to sleep, maybe she'll be covered up a little bit more. But it doesn't seem that it's midin big day nidos. It seems that, for the most part, based on the Chachmas Adam and others, that we just leave out Sibchas for whatever reason. No, anyone see anything different on Sibchas? Am I missing something? Anyone see any, yeah? Once you no longer have Sif Tes, what do you mean you no longer have Sif Tes?
Once people are no longer wearing Big Day Nida, so then...
That's Sif Ches is Big Day Nida, no? Sif Tes is because she threw a little discussion to be made Nidosa.
Once
we do have Sif Tes, once we're being matir her discussion,
then now I need a hacker. Meaning, but it's still...
Meaning Medina the Gemara, the reason she has to have special begadim is special Tiskan al Baila. But we've already solved Shlo Tiskan al Baila because we're Hitir la Liskashet, so you don't have to worry about Shlo Tiskan al Baila. So Mela, the Rambam, and the Torah had to come along and they had to say, there's got to be some other reason for Big Day Nidus. And maybe we, Paskin, No, you don't need another reason for Bigdei Dizus. We already covered Shalot Tiskana, and there's no other reason. Yeah.
There's different kinds of Shalot Tiskana. Shalot Tiskana of Kishur is Shalot Tiskana Bigdei Dizus. Shalot Tiskana of Bigdei Dizus is
during. Right, so different Shalot Tiskana. It's that during her Yimei Tahara, you're going to be thinking about, oh, that's what she wore during the Yimei Nida. Yeah. Okay, good. Now let's talk about Kishur a little bit. So the Gemara in Shabbos of Samach Dalet and Beis tells us Zekenim Rishonim Amru Shlo Tikchol V'Shlo Tifkos V'Shlo Tiskashet V'Bigdei Tzivonim, that Nida shouldn't be, have any Kishur. She shouldn't wear nice clothing. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva V'Limein, until Rabbi Akiva came along and he said Imkein Ata Magana Al Baila V'Nimtza Baila Magarsha. Rabbi Akiva, very traumatic, he says, well, if she doesn't wear nice clothing when she's in Nida, he's going to divorce her if she doesn't wear nice clothing when she's in Nida, so we can't allow that. We can't have her not wear nice clothing. As paskin by both the Rif in Shavuos Daf Hei and the Rambam in Issur Be'Perek Yud Aleph. And Shulchan Aruch quotes that Bekoshi Hitiru, which is Rabbi Akiva. So you have this Kedem HaRishon that said, no, she cannot be Miskashet. Rabbi Akiva said, we have to allow her to be Miskashet, otherwise it's going to break apart the Shalom Bayis, and he's going to divorce her. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes Bekoshi Hitiru of Rabbi Akiva. Now, what does Bekoshi Hitiru imply? Is it mutter or is it not mutter? Meaning, if it's mutter, just tell me it's mutter. So, does that mean that it's ill-advised? So if you look at the Bir HaGrav, in Sivkat on Yud Gimel, Bekoshi, he says, Ayin Beragolo, above Sir Nassim Perak Beis, Kol HaMenaveles Atzma B'Yimei Nidasa, Ruach Chachamim Nocha Heimena. Meaning, Bekoshi Yitiru, and she should keep in mind that it's not such a Pashta Hetit. That's not such a Glata Hetit. And therefore, if the couple decides, we're not the kind of couple that looks for Hetit. We're the kind of couple that wants churas. We like to be extra cautious and extra careful. So says the Gra, that's more appropriate. That even within Rabbi Akiva, it's Hitiru, but even Rabbi Akiva acknowledges that it's Bekoshi Hitiru. And therefore, Ruacham Nochemena, if you don't rely on such a heter. So basically, Bekoshi Hitiru tells you that this is not preferred, it's just we can't tell you that it's Asur. However, the Pashtos is not like that, L'chor, is not like the Gra. Rav Vadya in Taras Abayis quotes a Divrei Malkiel, who says that now that Rabbi Akiva came along, we are Choshesh Shetizgana, and therefore you can't say, I'm not worried about Shetizgana. We're worried that it's going to, you may not be worried about your marriage. We're worried about your marriage. We don't want Shetizgana al Baila. And Chazal said she's not permitted to be Miskana al Baila. She must be Miskashet. To a certain degree, she's not allowed to be machmir. However, since the Shulchan Aruch says Bekoshi Yitiru, we learn l'chora, what we get from that is that she should at least keep the kisha to a minimum. Meaning Bekoshi Yitiru, this kashe, but there's dressing up nicely, and then there's what they call dressing to the nines, right? It's like everything is top notch. So the top notch stuff that she should save for when she's not in Nida. But she should dress up nicely, meaning she shouldn't stick out like a sore thumb if she goes to a chasana. She should look like everybody else at the chasana. She shouldn't look like the mother of the kala at the chasana when she's like the third cousin or something, right? She should just look like everybody else at the chasana. She should just dress nicely, but she shouldn't overdo it. L'chora, that's the Bekoshi Yitiru. L'chora, right? And the Avos Rabbi Nassim is telling us that it's a positive thing, and Devar Malkiel is saying that we got to follow what the Gemara says, and the Gemara says that Kedei Shelo Tiskana, so it's like a takana that we made Shelo Tiskana, the mid milsim. Now there's a Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of Gittin that has an interesting association over here. Ninth parak at the very end of Maseches Gittin, right? What do we have at the very end of Maseches Gittin? Right? It's been noted by many that Gittin is written backwards, right? Meaning that the Masechet is written backwards. That only at the very end of Maseches Gittin do you have the Mishnah finally talk about like what's a good reason to get divorced and what's not a good reason to get divorced. So there's Yerushalmi at the end of Gittin that relates this machlokas to the machlokas in the Mishnah over there in the end of Gittin about what are good grounds to get divorced, what are reasonable grounds to get divorced. So Beishamay Omrim Lo Yigarish Adem Esishto Ilm Kein Matzah Ba'erva Dvar Erva, that person can only divorce his wife if there's like something seriously wrong. There's a dvar erva. Shnemar ki matzaba ervas davar. Beisila lomrim afilu itdicha tafshilo shenamer kimatzav ervas davar. Beisila says that that even if itdicha tafshilo, even if she burns dinner, that's enough reason to divorce her. Rabbi Kiva omer afilu matzacher zanami menesh shenamer vahiyam lo timtochein be'enav. Right, and Rabbi Kiva has the third cheetah that you don't need any reason, even if he just finds another woman that he thinks it's going to work better with, another woman that's more beautiful than her or whatever else, and for some reason he thinks that that's the key to marriage, is finding another woman that's more beautiful. So whatever ideas he has in his head. So that's enough of a reason. So you have three sheetos. Beishame, it's got to be Ervas Dover, Beisilo, Lekticha, Tavshilo, and Rabbi Akiva, Afilu, Matzah, Acheres, Naim, Menes. So Yushalmi says that the Zekenim Arishonim, who said that that she's not allowed to be Miskashetes, Bimei Nidosa, must hold like the Beishamai. So there's no risk. He's not allowed to divorce her anyway. Meaning, what was Rabbi Kiva's concern? Rabbi Kiva said, you better watch out. If you're going to tell her not to dress up, you may need dosa, they're going to end up getting divorced. So if you follow the Beis Shammai, that he's not allowed to divorce her unless he found Ervas Dover, she could say, I may not look my best, but you're not allowed to divorce me. It doesn't matter that I don't look my best. You're not allowed to divorce me because you didn't find Ervas Dover. And that's why they're not worried about Tiskan al-Baila, because the husband can't divorce her anyway, just because she's unattractive. However, Rabbi Akiva, who says that a woman should remain attractive during Yemei Nidosa, Shalot Tiskan al-Baila, he must... Now, how do you end that sentence? Rabbi Akiva must assume...
that she has to look as attractive as
possible,
so that he doesn't find somebody else.
Like she does... Rabbi Kiva, right? Meaning you would assume it would, the end of the sentence would be Lishitaso. He would assume Lishitaso Avilu Matzacher Znoyemena, and when she's not looking her best, Bimei Nidosa, he's going to say, well, I walk down the street, I go to shul, I go to weddings, and I see all these other women that are so much more beautiful than you, and therefore I found Acher Znoyemena. Some of Yushalmi says, in Rabbi Kiva, follow Shitas Beisila. That afilu k'dicha tafshilo. So since afilu k'dicha tafshilo is a good enough reason to divorce her, if she doesn't look attractive during Bimei Nidosa, he's going to divorce her over something minor like k'dicha tafshilo, which is just like a weird way to end the sentence. Rabbi Akiva had an opinion in that Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva himself spoke in that Mishnah. And we finish the sentence by saying Rabbi Akiva follows the sheet of the Beis Hillel. So the Rashba, Maseches Gittin, asks, why not just say Rabbi Akiva holds like himself in the Mishnah Gittin that Matzah Acheres Naya Mecha? So Mishnah Melech answers that the Yerushalmi is trying to say that even according to Beis Hillel, we'd allow a Nidalis Kashet. Meaning it's Pashut according to Rabbi Akiva, you'd allow a Nidalis Kashet. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, all you need is Matzah Acheres Naya Mecha. So of course, you would allow her to be miskashet, because when she's not miskashet, that's mamish making her look less good, and that mamish creates the concern of acheres naimena. But as long as she's careful not to burn his dinner, right, he still won't be able to divorce her, no matter how ugly she looks when she's in nida, according to the Beis Hillel. So it's a bigger chiddush that afilu le Beis Hillel, that ekticha tavshilo, that is grounds for divorce, even according to Beis Hillel, we would allow a nida laskashet. Because if she's Tiskana al-Baila, then he'll find some excuse. Meaning, Acheres Noemen is not a good enough excuse. He needs something. Hikdicha Tavshilo is Lavdavka. Hikdicha Tavshilo means there's something. She's not, doing up to par. She's not doing as well as she should be. So he'll always come up with instead of being Mevater and whatever shortcomings he thinks she has, he'll always come up with something if she's Tiskana al-Baila. Like he'll get overly upset about a k'dicha tavshilo or whatever else it is, but according to Vikiva, it's a double pashut that should be miskasheta. So the Yushami is saying a chiddush that even if you want to follow the Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva would say she's allowed to be miskashetas, and that explains how we passing, because we passing like the Beis Hillel and Gittin that you can only divorce if a k'dicha tavshilo, that acheres naimen is not a good enough reason, and yet we still allow a woman to be miskashetas be meini dosa. Right? Why do we allow women to discuss those meaning those? I thought it's only Rabbi Kiva. No, Rabbi Kiva would tell you, and even the Beis Hillel would say. Alternatively, the Pri Chadash of Ne'ezer from Kuf Yutes says Rabbi Kiva and Beis Hillel actually agree. Rabbi Kiva is just explaining that Beis Hillel doesn't mean Dafka Kdicha Tavshilo, just that you don't need Ervas Dover. Right, so I mean, there is this possibility that there are no three shittos in Maseches Gittin. It's, do you need a good reason or do you not need a good reason? Those are the two shittos. And Beis Shammai hold, no, you need a really good reason to get divorced, such as Erves Dover. And both Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva say, nah, you know, whatever bad reason you come up with. Hikdicha Tavshila, Matzach Erznaim, they're all the same. It's also interesting, Mishnah Melech points out in the 10th paragraph of Hilchos Gerushin, that the concern of Lo Tisgana Al Baila is a concern of divorce, right? Meaning, I would have thought Lo Tisgana Al Baila will be just a little bit of a Shalom Bayis, a little bit of a period in the Shalom Bayis, a little bit of a breakdown in the Shalom Bayis. But you know, to so closely link it with divorce is an interesting idea that we assume that. You know, minor friction in Shalom Bayis can what might start as a minor fracture can widen and can become something much bigger. Mishnah Melech further points out, it's an important Mishnah Melech, he further points out that the Rambam in the 10th parak of Gerushin Halach Chaval Paskins that below Yigari Shad Mishnah Rishon Elim Kein Matzaba Ervas Davar Shnemar Kein Matzaba Ervas Davar. So if it's Ishna Rishona, like in the Beis Shammai, you need to find Ervas Dover. So, practically, Mishnah Melech, if you Shalmi is correct, that the only reason we allow a Nida Liskashit is because we pass in like Beis Hillel or Rabbi Akiva. So the Rambam will pass in like the Beis Shammai, that the only way you're able, by Ishtar Rishona, like the Beis Shammai, that you're only allowed to divorce Ishtar Rishona if you find Ervas Dover. It should turn out that Ishtar Rishona is Asura Liskashit. Bimenidosa, that your first wife should not dress nicely. Bimenidosa. So what do we do with that? Do we ever hear such a thing? So Mishnah Melech suggests that even for a first wife, we don't force him to stay married. Just that if he gets divorced for such things, he's called Sanu Lefnei Hamakom. Meaning, he just sort of like breaks up that Yerushalmi a little bit. Yerushalmi thinks that there's got to be this direct connection, this direct link between reasons to divorce and Shalom Liskashi. He says, no. We're concerned about causing divorce even if the divorce is unwarranted. Beis Shammai tells me, what would warrant a divorce? Matzav Erves Dover warrants a divorce. And what if it's not Matzav Erves Dover and he gets divorced anyway? So we'll say, you know, we're very disappointed in you. You should have gone to marriage counseling. You should have made the marriage work. You should have tried harder. You know, we're very disappointed in you. And then at the end of the day, they're divorced anyway. So Lo Tisgana Al Baila is still kedai to be concerned for, even though he may not be allowed to divorce her. We may not encourage him to divorce her, but at the end of the day, if they end up divorced, it's irrelevant whether he was allowed to or not. There's a further discussion. You know, we said that this Kainim Arishonim, right? This whole discussion was Kainim Arishonim said that a woman is not allowed to be miskasha b'menidosa. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva! Is that a Lashon Machlokas? Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva? Or is it that Rabbi Akiva pointed out that something had changed and that, you know, maybe what people looked for in marriage had changed. Maybe people used to not care so much how their wives looked and now they care a little more about how their wives look. And Rabbi Akiva said, in a new generation, we have to be careful to protect the institution of Jewish marriage. So if you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin on Masechah Shabbos over there, where that Gemara appears, he says that there's no machlokas between the Skinner Rishon and Rabbi Akiva. Unlike the Yerushalmi that says, yeah, that machlokas between the earlier Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva is exactly the machlokas between Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, no, maybe they're not arguing. It's just that in the generation of the Chachamim and Rishon, people didn't care about their wife's appearance. And that had changed by the time of Rabbi Akiva's time. People became much more concerned with how their wives looked. So that's similar to the Drashas Chazal on Hinei No Yodati Ki Isha Yifas Mara'at, right? What's Hinei No Yodati Ki Isha Yifas Mara'at? Avraham Avinu says, wow, sorry, turns out you're a beautiful woman. So what does Rashi come? Rashi and Chumash comes from Chazal. Until that point, he never noticed. Why did he never notice? Because maybe this wasn't such an Indian for people back then. For Jewish people back then. Or the Gemara in Shabbos from Gimel Amidal praises a man who married an Isha Gidemes and he didn't even realize it, Ad Yomosa. The woman had some sort of physical disability or physical deformity and the husband didn't even realize Ad Yomosa. Why didn't he realize? He wasn't looking so much. Rav Moshe in the Dibros on the Masechta Shabbos says that this Rav Yaakov Emden is beyond the pale. Not allowed to believe such things. But the halach is going to change over time. No way. So Rav Moshe doesn't like it at all. He's unhappy with this Rav Yaakov Emden. It's interesting because, like, I don't know, when do you say that, when do you not? You know, sometimes circumstances change and the halacha taka does change. Not that the halacha changes, the application of the halacha changes. So we're always more concerned about Jewish marriage, you know, maintaining the marriage, than we are about, that the woman should dafka not look nice, be made nidosa. But when it wasn't a threat to the marriage, so good, don't look nice, be made nidosa. When it is a threat to the marriage, then do look nice for many does. It's not that the halacha changed, it's the application. Yeah, in a chinami. That doesn't seem to be our Moshe's concern that it's against Yerushalmi. Moshe just doesn't like that the halacha would change over time. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says something not so dissimilar to this. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan over here, in from Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis, he points out that some people would be more disgusted if their wife is all dressed up in menidosa, and some people less disgusted when their wife is all dressed up in menidosa. He writes, "Kasva ben Beis Yosef Sivches Roila Shati Achid Lo Begadim Liyemei Nidosa." This is same as Zarkum Tamashin Nida, right? What the Shulchan Aruch says. Ubesif Tes Kasva Bekoshi Yitiru Lo Diskashi Menidosa Vishal Diskan Al Bayla. Vikshu Alav. Everyone asks on the Mechaber. Habsov perikafal piyink subestav samachem amid beis mufurish the gemara tamacher al begadim li mei nidosa gedishol tiskan al baila. It says that another reason for big day nidosa is well tiskan al baila pirush Rashi shek shira nebi mei tarasa vebegadim shalav shabi mei nidosa tiskan alav uminayim lo lomer tam zechira. So where did the Beis Yosef get this idea of the tam zechira, of the reason that they should remember? Ula niyas taitin dira delachein hismich rabbeinu Beis Yosef shnei dinim elu ze lo ze. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's a reason Siftes comes right after Sifchetz. There's a reason the Mechaber put these two halachos together. It's a steer on the two Gemaras. Because over there it says she should wear special begadim yimei dosa so that she's not niskana alav. What does it mean that she wears special begadim during the main needles? It means specially bad begadim during the main needles. The blouse, the worn out clothing, the stuff that's not nice. That's what she wears with main needles. That it sounds from the Gemara in Shabbos that when she's not miskashetes mei nidosa, it's going to be tiskana be'enav. V'im atomer shetiskashim mei nidosa v'kishut in achirim zelo mestaber delav kuli al mashirim ninim. And maybe you're going to say that she should be in the skashit, be made nidosa in other kishutim other than nice begadim, different kishutim. You think we're made of money? Every husband is going to have to buy his wife nice clothing for when she's tahora and nice other stuff for when she's anida? That's crazy. Right? Obviously, nowadays women, you know, we live in a more affluent society than any of the avos and imos, than any of the mamas and the tatas lived in. Right, so a woman can have nice things other than one nice outfit, right? Meaning it's possible that a woman might have a nice thing other than one nice outfit. But he's asking, it's a steer in the two Gemaras. So it's a steer from one halacha to the next. Is it better that she, yes, be wearing nice clothing during Yimei Nidosa, which is Siftes, or better not to wear Begadim Yuchadim for Yimei Nidosa, which is less nice clothing? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Karish of Dvarim Kenu. So up until now we've seen Achorim that dealt with this issue and they said no one said the big day needs to be less nice, right? But they have Shulchan, Rav Vazner, let them be beautiful, let it be like a giant piece of jewelry that has some sort of gem that's worth thousands and thousands of dollars or whatever. It could be beautiful, it could be the most expensive stuff in the world. It's just stuff that she only wears when she's in need, because that's their hecker. It's like a hecker on the dining room table when you're eating together, right? A hecker doesn't have to be something that's gross. It could be something that's too magnificent to normally put on your dining room table. And what's it doing there? Ah, so that serves as a hacker. But the Aruch HaShulchan says not that way. He says, no, she's going to be wearing Pigtei Nidos. It's going to be low-level begotten. So what's how are we miyashi the student to Gemaras? He says, because not all people are the same. Not all brains work the same way. Not all Yetzer Haras work the same way. Dideo Shonos Yesh B'mnei Adam Yesh Mi There are some people that when they see their wife dressed the same way, as she dressed, that's going to cause tiskana love. Choose which one you want to follow, Siv Ches or Siv Tes. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Figure out what kind of person you are. If you're the kind of person, no judgments, but figure out if you're the kind of person that's more disgusted by your wife wearing the same clothing when she's Anita, when she's not Anita, or if you're more disgusted by her wearing different clothing, by wearing not nice clothing, Bimei Nidosa, and do the one that makes sense for you. According to the way many people work, she's going to be miskana. And that's why these two dinim are smuchim zeh lezeh. Wow. And therefore, says Yeruch HaShulchan, notice something odd about Sivchas. How does Sivchas start out? Ra'uila shetiyachid begadim. Ra'uli? That's how you say a halacha? This is like, everything's optional. Ra'uila? Not ra'uila. You need to have. No, ra'uli means better to choose this derech. And that explains why the Mechaber gives a different reason. Mechaber is not explaining the halacha. The halacha we know is because there are some people that it's going to be tiskana alav otherwise. That's the reason for the halacha. It says the Mechaber, ra'uila to choose this derech rather than siftas, because it has an added benefit. If you choose this derech, you'll also always remember when she's in Nida. So he's saying, of the two options, you get to choose which one you want, and it makes sense to choose the option it's going to come with the reminder that she's Anita. So it's Ra'uila. It's pretty creative mahalik, no? Problem is, the recommendation of Mechaber, that Mechaber is making, is not the one everyone chooses, right? Meaning, we're all makel that she's miskashet, and we do not have special big day needles. I think the overwhelming practice is not to have a special big day needles. So the Aruch HaShulchan is miyashiv our minuk, how we can erase halacha and Shulchan Aruch. And he says, we're not erasing. The Mechaber is giving us options. Either choose, you know, it's like, it doesn't work that way in every siman in Shulchan Aruch where all the seifim are multiple choice, and that, you know, you have to choose one. But over here, it's you can choose Siv Ches, you can choose Siv Tes. But better to choose Siv Ches, but all the Kali Yisrael decided to choose Siv Tes. Okay. Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni HaShas and Masech HaShabbos points out, oh, wait a second, why do we allow a woman Bekoshi Hitiru Lo Neskashi Bimei Nidosa? Why do we allow that? Kadesh Lo Teskana Al Baila. Maybe a single girl should never get dressed up nicely. No. Why? The only reason we ever allow a Nida to be Neskashi is so tiskan al baila, but if she doesn't have a baal, then maybe there should be no heter for nida to miskashe. Shtikl klutz kasha? No. Why is it? Think it's a klutz kasha or a good kasha? I mean, don't be biased by the fact that it's a Yosef Engel, and you know, we shouldn't be saying that because
Isn't this a
harfaka? Yeah. Right. Meaning, isn't the whole point? It's not that women aren't allowed to look nice. It's that when she's living with her husband who loves her and is attracted to her and whatever, and they're having yichud all the time, it's probably not a great idea that she should be looking her best. But because she not to be misgana, Rav Yosef Engel thinks that it would turn out that if a girl is not married, it should turn out that she cannot be miskashetes because there's no concern she'll have al baila. Then he says, no, she can't be miskashet because it would be depressing for her not to be miskashet. Meaning, there's another Lamikdar Milsa that every single girl, it's depressing enough that all of her friends are getting married and she hasn't found her shidduch yet, and now it's going to be, and you can't wear nice clothing, you know, like an insult to injury. So all of her friends, they get married, they have a beautiful new sheitel, they have a beautiful new clothing, they have a beautiful new everything, so she's not going to have the sheitel, but at least let her get a nice dress. But the havamin is so strange, meaning if kishut is harchakas nida, I think l'chor it's a klatzkash, kishut is harchakas nida. Someone just told me that, Rabbi Stein told me last night, I was at a chasna last night, so some of you there, and Rabbi Stein said to me, he heard the 10-minute halacha shira I gave on why so many gedolim don't wear tchemes, there's someone that started a podcast of the 10-minute halacha shirim, and they just randomly put up like old 10-minute, like that was like.
Or they're organizing it.
What?
They're posting all the tzitzit stuff. And
oh, is that how it's working?
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, you just gave a shirim. I did not just give a shirim on that. So he said that he asked Rav Pam about tchelas. I was like, I had never heard that anyone asked Rav Pam about tchelas, right? So he said that when he got engaged, his father-in-law said, "What's this tchelas?" I thought he was marrying a ben Torah, and now he tries to fulfill mitzvot Raisa. Like, what's going on? He said, "Oh, shatam is tchelas." So his father-in-law wrote letters to all the gedolim, every gadol that was alive at that time, in the year 2000 or whatever, the year 1999 or whatever it was, and only one wrote back. That was Rav Pam, and Rav Pam wrote back, "I'm just too old and frail to do this in writing. If you want to come talk to me about it, you can come to my. You're welcome to come to my house and talk to me about it." The next thing they knew, knock on the door. The next thing Rav Pam knew is knock on the door, and there's Rav Stein and his father-in-law, and they started talking to him about it. And Rav Pam said that look, it may be right, it may be the real tchelas, but we can't keep taking a stab at this and being wrong about it. Meaning the Rizina was wrong about it. Rav Herzog had another suggestion was wrong about it. At a certain point, Rabbanim are going to lose credibility. And if you're going to tell all of Klal Yisrael that they should put a tcheles, and then 10 years from now, you're going to tell them, oh, whoops, we were wrong, then at a certain point, the rest of Klal Yisrael is going to turn around to all the Rabbanim and say, and what else were you wrong about? Right? Are you sure there are 10 commandments? Are you sure that, you know, that the Torah that we have right now is the Torah that we got in Har Sinai? Are you sure? Meaning, we just can't lose the credibility. Which is interesting, because Mamish... this morning, right after Rav Stein, I've known Rav Stein for a long time, he never told me that story. And Mamash this morning, I got a text from someone, from Eli Lowy, and he said that he was in Tar V'das, learning in Tar V'das, and he was never able to attend Rav Pam's shir because he was in Rav Savitsky's shir. And he attended Rav Pam's shir once because Rav Savitsky, I don't know, needed a break or something. Not needed a break, there was something. Something was going on that Rav Savitsky gave him the day off, and he attended Rav Pam's shir. And Rav Pam was talking about tchelas. It was his chumashir, he spoke about tchelas, and he said, if he recalls correctly, Rav Pam said, they found it, it's the right one. But we shouldn't do it. And he said the reason we shouldn't do it, he remembers Rav Pam saying that the Chafetz Chaim once had a comment that in Yiddish, it sounds better in Yiddish, probably not how to speak Yiddish, that I don't have kayach for new mitzvahs. So, what does that mean? I don't have kayach for new mitzvahs. So although he said, I think maybe it means this or that or whatever he suggested, but now I know what he meant, because it's probably exactly what he told Rabbi Stein, that we can't be suggesting new things if it's going to be too risky. Why did I just mention that? Oh, because I mentioned the term klutz kasha. So Rabbi Stein said that the Rebbetzin Pam, when she heard what they had come all the way to bother her old and frail husband about, said, "What are you hacking my husband with klutz kashas? Get out of here!" Like, she was very, very upset at them that they were bothering him. Whoever heard of tcheles, you know, crazy, you know, a kind of klutz kashas. So that's what they. She was a character. That's it. Rav Pam's grandson davens in my shul, and he loves when Rav and Rav Zeshechter come, because he goes, Rav Zeshechter reminds me so much of my grandmother. it's like it makes me so nostalgic, you know. So first of all, there's just one more point. There's another reason, besides the fact that it's a klutz kasha, just because it's zar and chakot, it's a klutz kasha for another reason also, that we often have heterim that are specifically for unmarried women to appear attractive, right? Meaning that, you know, to find a shidduch or whatever. Yeah, during 3 weeks, during 9 days, you have such heterim for unmarried women to appear attractive. So would it be so shiver to say that a woman who's already found her shidduch, if not for shalot tiskan al bayla, would not be allowed to be miskashit b'yimei nidosa, but a woman who's single, even without a concern of tiskan al bayla, should still be miskashit b'yimei nidosa? Not so crazy, not so so far-fetched. It's difficult to understand. Okay, so anyway, so these are the two si'ifim that are, you know, we observe one, we don't observe the other, and you know, that's a little bit of the background. But from tomorrow, we'll move to our Chatzis Ponaviyat of Raglav, I think. That will be the next frontier.
Should have cried this bad enough as it is.
Right. Okay, just nicely.